when it comes to the matter of morals and values in our nation, if you can, please identify specifically what those morals and values are that most greatly divide our nation today.
You know, the sad part about that, Gary, is, I mean, that could be a program in and of itself, because there's so much that divides us, as you know. But, I mean, specifically, we're talking about issues like cohabitation, abortion, having sexual relations without being married to the person you're having those relations with, pornography, profanity, drunkenness, what else, divorce, giving birth to children without the parents being married, doctor-assisted suicide, same-sex marriage. All of those things are issues, examples of moral issues where there's a very stark contrast between people on the left and people on the right, if you will. And I would say that it relates very directly to what we were talking about earlier, which is that divide in our values as well. Whereas David Barton and I a while ago did a book called U-Turn, where we looked at colonial values, colonial American values. And what we found is that the dominant values back in the late 1700s were things like hard work, civic duty, humility, moderation, what else, family, faith, frugality, simplicity, those kinds of almost biblical exhortations. But then when I went through our surveys currently, what the kinds of values that we find in contemporary society, not a single one of those colonial values is upheld as a value that most Americans want to live in accordance with today. What we found to be the dominant values today were things like comfort, experience, personal expression, happiness, independence, entertainment, acceptance, excessive personal freedom. I mean, all of those kinds of things were what was seen to be what makes America a country worth living in. Give me those things, and yes, it's the kind of place I want to be. So we've made radical shifts and departures from our past, but even within the nation today, we can't seem to agree on, but therefore, how should we be living? Because so many of these values are driving our nation in a direction that's at odds with the moral choices, at least of devoted biblical Christians.